Hi, and welcome into another edition of your weekly Bible study. I'm Jay Mills, and today we're going to start a short series talking about what the Bible says about money. Oh, this is an interesting topic. What does the Bible say about money? I know I could stand to read a little bit more about what the Bible says about money. I don't know about you, but we're going to dive into it today. And believe it or not, I've heard it said that there are over 2,000 verses in the Bible that talk about money. Money's a big part of our life, isn't it? I mean, could we even survive without money? I don't know. Unless you want to go live off the grid and, you know, just totally fend for yourself and everything. I think you might even still need money then. But let's talk about what the Bible says about money. And then think about how you can apply what the Bible says about it to your daily life. And the first things we're going to start off with here are a couple of very well-known verses. From Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 is the first one. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. If you want to open up your Bible to that place, and we can read it together. Matthew 6, verse 24, here's what it says. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Wow. Those are very powerful three sentences there. No one can serve two masters. Do you want to serve God? Or do you want to serve money? Let's take a look at this. I think what we're talking about here is, what do you love more? Do you love the money more than you love God? Do you love the money and what you can do with the money more than you love God? If you do, you need to turn that around. First of all, God needs to be the number one priority in your life. God comes before yourself, certainly. God comes before your job, most definitely. God comes before your favorite football team. God comes before even your family. God comes before what you carry around in your wallet or your purse, and what you can do with that paper money that you have in your wallet and your purse, or what you have in your bank account. Now, I know that we all need security. And security for your future, for your children's future, for their education, for your comfort, for your well-being when in your later years, need money to be able to survive in this world. I understand that. But what you need to do is stay in that connection with God. Talk to Him about what you should do with your money. Worship God. Express your love for God, what you should do, and ask Him what you should do with your money. You may not like what God wants you to do with your money, but you need to obey what God wants you to do with your money. You need to love God with all your heart. Your money needs to be way down the list. Let's face it needs to be way down the list. And some of that's going to be talked about here in these next few verses that I'm going to talk about. We go to Matthew 19, verses 21 through 26. Matthew 19, verses 21 through 26. And Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go. Sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." See what I mean about, you know, you might not like the answer God gives you when you pray to him about what to do with your money. Right there, Jesus tells those listening what to do with their money. Let's continue. "When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'I tell you the truth. It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.'" When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." That's Matthew 19, verse 21 through 26. Let's think about what Jesus is saying here. First of all, he told a young man that if he wanted to follow him, that he should go sell his possessions and give everything to the poor, and then he will have treasure in heaven, and then to come and follow him. Well, young man didn't like that idea. And I dare say that, you know, many listening here today wouldn't like that bit of advice either. You'd stomp away too, probably, and be very sad because you would have to give everything up. But how many of us are willing to give up everything for God? Really? I mean, really, how many? I'm not sure. Boy, I'd have to think about that a long time. I'm not questioning my faith, but that's a big decision. Even the disciples were very startled. His close followers weren't really sure about that whole idea. We mean give up everything. I mean, what are we going to have then? Well, Jesus tells them that with God, anything's possible, and he will, you know, provide you all you need if you follow me. We need to understand that. That if you've given up everything, you've put aside your love of money and material things. We're not just talking about cash. We're talking about opulence and all these things that are showy. And let's be honest. Not to bash any Christian brothers and sisters, but there are a lot of very, shall I say, very, very successful televangelists, TV preachers, who live a very lavish lifestyle. And I got to question their heart. I mean, this is just me thinking out loud now, but I really have to question where their heart is. Their heart is in the materialism that they are accumulating from their quote-unquote ministry. Then, you know, I just wonder, who am I to judge, though? Their judge is in heaven and keeping an eye on them as they go. But my point is that, you know, what Jesus says, it's very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom. It'd be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, is that why people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and the like are essentially giving all their riches away? Who knows what's in their heart, but, you know, we got the right idea. Anyway, so let's just think about that. Love God first, your family next, yourself and your money is way down the list. This is just Jay talking now. This isn't God. This is just me. I have to bring myself to reality sometimes too. In fact, on a daily basis, multiple times a day, really. So we're all in this together, I guess, aren't we? You know, my troubles and heartaches and issues that I have with, not issues, I shouldn't say, but my daily difficulties in my walk with faith is, you know, they're no different than anybody else's. And I guess I'm just providing a way for you to think about some of these Bible verses that that we go over, and that it stimulates something in your head and your heart that improves your walk in faith. So that's going to do it for this week's Bible study. I want to encourage you to write me an email with any kind of thoughts or comments or suggestions that you might have. We're going to continue this series, I think, on money, because there's a lot the Bible has to say about money. And I'm not a money expert. The good Lord knows I'm not. But maybe that's why he wants me to go over this with you guys. You know, he uses flawed people. So here I am. And so write me an email. Comments, thoughts, suggestions, whatever you have, at weeklyword2020@gmail.com. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. Now, on our last episode, I offered up a gift of a small booklet of the New Testament and a bracelet with some Bible verses on it. Depending on our supply, what's left, I can make that available to you for the asking. If I don't have any more when you do ask, I will let you know. And but you'll be the first on the list for the next giveaway. So this is just for the asking. So if you would like the booklet and the bracelet, please ask. If I happen to run out before I get your email, I'll let you know, but then you'll be on the list for the next giveaway. So I appreciate you listening, and I hope to See you next time on your weekly Bible study. I'm Jay. Have a great week.